Through this long connecting tunnel, carved entirely out of solid rock, which enabled soldiers to pass through to the opposite side of the mountain and the wide plateau where the artillery emplacements were located, you have reached the heart of the mountain. There are entrances to the two rooms which were used as gunpowder magazines around halfway through the tunnel. The two rooms are opposite one another and around 3.5 meters high. Two trapezoid structures were built inside them in the shape of mini huts measuring 8 and 10 square meters respectively. In general, the gunpowder magazines built underground looked like small houses. A large space was carved out and all rock faces lined with bricks to create a vault in which the mini buildings were, in turn, built. The roof is pitched with brick tiles or concrete slabs, while eaves were added to the sides to collect the water which filtered in from the rock, or was caused by humidity, and channeled it down into the ground. The three sides were then encircled by a cavity measuring a few centimeters wide to distance it from the rock, with a view to keeping air circulating and the walls of the gunpowder magazine relatively dry. These precautions were indispensable in order to protect explosive material from damp. A small window at the back also served to foster air circulation. The now no longer extant floors were made of wood and the nails were all in bronze to ensure the absence of sparks. A cavity of around 30 centimeters between the wooden platform and the soil kept the floor dry. The doors to the gunpowder magazine were in wood and opened inwards. There were, lastly, two small windows to the right and left of the door. One of these was the site of a spotlight which lit up the room with a light bulb sealed up hermetically by two glass panels to avoid any sparks from the lamp triggering explosions.